of sharply lower earnings and a sagging stock price. And this was despite the remarkable success of Millionaire, The Sixth Sense, the rapid climb of ABC in the ratings, and the continued burgeoning success of ESPN. The biggest reasons for the decline in financial results were areas in which Eisner had scant interest, consumer products and home video. But soaring costs in the more creative areas of the company also took their toll. Live-action film, animation, and theme parks, where spending continued to build expansion parks like California Adventure at Disneyland and Tokyo Sea in Japan, in an effort to create destination resorts and induce guests to stay longer. The last 10 years comprised a spectacular decade for Disney, Eisner wrote. Unfortunately, in financial terms, it ended on a down note. With the continuing dearth of animated hits, Disney was feeling the after effects of the Lion King bonanza. The company now had more than 700 Disney retail stores, no longer novel as they were a fixture in malls and shopping areas across America, with nothing fresh to sell. And Disney was also reaping the inevitable repercussions of the decision to release its classics on video. While the decision had yielded enormous short-term profits, the library was now exhausted. All the classics had been released. Roy's concerns about the future value of the library were being borne out. The creation of the Go tracking stock had also failed to mask the mounting losses from Disney's internet venture. Not that anyone really expected internet ventures to show a profit in those heady days of 1999. But as Bornstein kept stressing, he couldn't see how Go would ever make a profit. Eisner sidestepped the issue in his letter, writing, "There can be little question that the Internet is the next major development in the realm of information and entertainment. During the coming years, broadband transmissions will make it possible for the Internet to become a true entertainment medium. In Go.com, I believe we have brought together a collection of assets and skills that will allow us to seize the opportunities that emerge as the Internet evolves and grows in the years ahead." Eisner could honestly extol the virtues of the ABC acquisition, noting that the cable assets alone were probably worth the $19 billion Disney had paid. "The full value of a single show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is almost impossible to calculate, since it is profitable in itself, helps position the entire ABC network, it played a key role in ABC's remarkable November sweeps win, and provides a promotional platform for all of Disney. Our ABC properties have become so integrated into our company that I simply can't imagine Disney anymore without them." And Eisner had his usual optimism about the future. "In January, there's Fantasia 2000, which is a remarkable continuation of a completely distinct Disney legacy. For Memorial Day weekend, there's Dinosaur, which is truly like nothing you've ever seen before. Further down the road, Kingdom of the Sun and Atlantis are looking to be wonderful additions to the Disney animation legacy. Then there are our new theme park projects, each of which is dazzling. On the Internet, Go.com is an exciting venture into an entirely new world of information and entertainment. I'd like to tell you which of our upcoming films and TV shows will be the next Sixth Sense,